Hey, this is your girl Imani. You are tuned in to Model with the Marks. Welcome back to another episode. I'm so excited to be back. I've been away for a little while. A lot of change has been happening. Some good, some bad. But I am back, you guys, and I'm super excited. So, on today's episode, I just want to talk about actually moving to a different state to pursue your dreams and goals, because I've learned that it wasn't easy. I'm here to share my experience with you guys, and hopefully it can help you, can make you rethink or reevaluate your steps of what you are going to do to make it happen. So why not share with you guys my experience? Like, why not? This is why I'm here. This is why I built this podcast. And I think it's cool. And yeah, so let's get into this episode. Basically, I want to start from the beginning on how and why I decided to move. So basically, I wanted to model since I was 4 or 5 years old, and I loved everything about it from what I've seen on TV, for like the photo shoots, traveling the world, taking photos, meeting new people, you name it. I loved that life. I wanted to be a part of it. And basically, I just always used to look up how to become a model or what to do. So all of you that don't know, I am originally from Brooklyn, New York. And New York is definitely one of the places to be to do fashion, runway, to be a high fashion model. That is the place, or one of the places to go and to be seen and to be known. And since, you know, I was young at the time, I really didn't have a say so. I was just taught to go to school, or my family knew that I wanted to do something in that area, but as a little kid, they think that's probably a phase and that it will go away. And basically, they kind of ignored that dream because I was young. So they really didn't care about it. So fast forward a couple years, me and my family moved to North Carolina. Now, North Carolina is so different than New York. I've never would have thought that out of all places, we would move where I'm at now, where it's absolutely different. Like, I'm so used to loud noises, like nonstop movement, like the traffic, trains running 24/7, people outside no matter what time of the day it is. And then you come to North Carolina where they got no sidewalks. Like, they have bus stops, but you gotta stand in the grass to wait for the buses. Everybody got a car, nobody really walks. Basically, it was like that. It was such a shock to me. So when I moved down here with my family to North Carolina, North Carolina is boring. The only thing I really did was go to church. And when I say I went to church, I'm talking about I went to church at least 2 to 3 times a week. Or I would go to church at least 2 times a day. Once in the morning, we would all go to eat. And then after that, we would go back to church at night. And that's what I did. And so basically, I was looking up, once again, how to become a model, and I came across this quote-unquote agency that I will talk about in the next episode. And yeah, so basically, I did that, and it didn't go how I wanted it to go. So after that, I didn't give up because my family didn't have the money to pay for the classes. Now, I'm talking about, this is a shitload of money. I'm not talking about $1,000, $2,000. This was a shitload of money, and it's crazy how they are playing people, when I feel like if you want a dream and goal, you can make it happen with less of what they were asking for, honestly. So basically, that didn't go well. I basically just went on Eventbrite, and literally I contacted the organizers of the fashion events, and I was like, "Hi, my name is Imani. I'm interested in being a model in your fashion show if you have any available spots." And then I would get responses back through email probably within a day or two. They would basically tell me to send any photos that I had of myself. And if they liked me, I'd do the show. So that's how I did the show, with no agencies. And without being signed to an agency, I've done at least 12 to 13 shows by myself with no agency hope, with just me and the grace of God, and the hope of God. That's how I've been getting shows. For all you guys who think that you have to go to these expensive agencies and pay them thousands of dollars to teach you these things and to book you work, when all you gotta do is go online for yourself and do your research. And if you really want it, then just reach out. The least they're going to say is no, but you would never know unless you try. So I was just one of those people growing up. So know that I had a passion for fashion, and I moved to North Carolina, and North Carolina had nothing going on like it was in New York. I knew I had to make something happen. So fast forward, I did a couple shows here and there. I booked my first fashion show in North Carolina when I was 17. I promised myself, I didn't know when, where, or how I was going to book the show, but I told myself I need to book my first fashion show before I go back to school for my 12th grade year. And surprisingly, a week before school started, I booked my fashion show. And it's a crazy twist behind this, but like I said, this is going to be in another episode of this podcast about the quote-unquote agencies. And yeah, so after that, I knew that I needed to do more. So the years went by. I'm still in high school, like 3 years went by. And when I turned 18, I just had enough, because I felt like when you grow up in certain households, they basically just teach you to go to school, get your degree, and you work for somebody else. You don't really see a lot of people stepping out and actually following their dreams and goals and make it happen, because they're afraid of failure, or they're afraid of what their family may say to them. So they don't really try to do it, or they just stop in a hole. And I didn't want to be one of those people that just give up that easily because my family didn't approve of what I was doing or felt like my dreams weren't invalid or good enough, and that I was just dreaming and that I couldn't make it a reality. I didn't want to be one of those people that just wake up every day working a 9-to-5, not loving in life. And I'm gonna say there's nothing wrong with a 9-to-5, because right now I ain't working a 9-to-5, but I know it's not for me. And sometimes working a 9-to-5 is fit for other people, but it's not fit for everybody. So knowing that once I graduated high school, I was like, I had enough. I started doing shows like once every month, or I would go into casting like 3 times a month. And yeah, I actually loved it. And so within the years, like, life happened. Went to school, went to college a little bit. I've always had 2 jobs since I was 18. So hope while at home. So like I said, life gets in the way, and you have responsibilities once you get older. So I kind of stepped back from modeling or the fashion scene. And then once every while, I'll do a photo shoot, or I go to a casting, or I do a show every once in a while. But it wasn't nothing major how I was doing it that 1 year or that year I had left high school. It was just something that, you know, happened every once in a while, and that I really didn't talk about with nobody around me. I was just working fast food and just doing shows. That's what I was doing. So once that settled, basically what I did was I went to New York. Now, since I am from Brooklyn, I have family that is in Brooklyn. So once I graduated high school, I went there by myself at least every other month for every 3 months. I probably stayed in there for like 4 days. And within that time that I was staying in there, I just love the vibes. Like, I miss the vibes. I love the fact that you can just walk outside and you could meet anybody. You can meet a celebrity. You can meet so many unique and artistic people that are in New York. And that's what I love about it. I just love that you never know who you're going to meet type of moment. And so basically, one day something just came over me that I couldn't ignore. Like I said, I used to go all the time. And I told myself that even though I wanted to move to New York, I wanted to go on the right terms. I wanted to go if I were assigned talent to somebody. I didn't want to just be out there fully winging it, not knowing how I'm going to book a job or how I'm going to book a show, because New York is so different than North Carolina. Like, it's more competition. You have to know what you're doing. You have to be signed to an agency or to some type of company to even be seen or get certain opportunities in New York. I knew that for a fact. So I didn't know when, where, or how, again, like I said, how I was going to make that happen. But surprisingly, a year later, my agency was interested in me. And at first, I was so hesitant because I knew that over the years, I've tried so much to get signed to an agency that it didn't quite work out for me how I envisioned it. And like I said, when you live a life where you want to do what your family wants you to do, but you know that you don't want to do it. And I feel like I've missed out on so many opportunities because I feel like I should have been doing the things that I wanted to do in the first place. And I didn't have the support. And since I didn't have the support, I didn't want to be out here doing it by myself. So I basically put that on back hold. And like I said, I was just doing whatever I had to do at the moment, like working two jobs that I don't love, didn't like. I didn't like the environment. I didn't like nothing about it. I knew my heart was pulling me into New York, but, you know, in a right mind, I knew that I couldn't leave the way I wanted to with the conditions that I was in. So basically, like I said, I got signed to my agency. And it was crazy how it happened. I wasn't expecting it. I remember me getting the email saying that I got a callback, or they wanted to meet with me in the office. And so basically I booked my ticket. Now, I am very cheap, and I don't know. At first I was so hesitant to get on the plane because I'd never flown. Like, I've always taken the bus to go to New York, which is 12 hours. If you ever taken a bus to go to New York, it's 12 hours there, it's 12 hours back. And let me tell you something, you get what you truly pay for. I'm just going to say that right there. I'm going to leave that right there, okay? You get what you pay for. But I didn't mind because I was chasing a dream and a goal. And I'm still chasing a dream and a goal that I feel like I can do, and I'm confident that it will happen. So basically, I booked my bus ticket, had to drive 12 hours with a bus to go to this meeting. Now, this meeting, I was very secretive about it. I really didn't go into detail of why I was going to New York. I just said that I was going there for a meeting. Like, if my mom was asking me, she was like, what you going there for? I was like, I'm going there for a meeting. I really didn't get into it because I didn't want to be like, oh, I'm going here and they might sign me, da 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 da. I didn't want to exactly put that out in the atmosphere and it didn't happen, and then they looking at me like, you wasting your time, you wasting your money going up here and it's not happening. I didn't want that to happen, and so I really kept it to myself. So I remember me going, like, I got, even though I'm from New York, like Brooklyn, I know the Brooklyn area, but once I get off that J train going into Manhattan and you got the 34th Street, 32nd, listen, I get lost, okay? I get lost. But surprisingly, I left early that day to make it on time to the meeting. I got there. It was extremely hot. I was tired. I ran out of water. That's how thirsty I was. Like I said, New York and North Carolina is different. In North Carolina, I drive everywhere. When I'm in New York, guess what I'm doing? I'm walking around. So it's definitely different when I have to walk everywhere. And I'm so used to driving now. So I'm like sitting here tired, like hoping I get there in time. So I get there on time. I'm super nervous. I get there. They asked me to see my portfolio. We talked a little bit about what my goals were. Where do I see myself? What do I feel like the agency can do for me, or vice versa? And basically, on the spot, they told me that they liked me, that they wanted to sign me. And that right there is what made me go even harder, or knew that I was onto something, and that all these years I've been making my mom taking me to casting calls, that it was all going to work out and that everything was for a reason. And so when I got back home, I was kind of shocked. It was kind of surreal because I didn't believe that I actually signed to a talent agency that believed in me that was in New York, because New York got jobs for acting and all that stuff. So I couldn't believe that I was even, that I, Imani, got signed to an agency that honestly was interested in working with me. And so basically, I had to go back to New York to do the test shoot for the agency. That went well. And then I remember me, my last night in New York before I had to get back on that 12-hour bus ride. I remember me just sitting there, like, looking at my surroundings. Like, I truly love the vibe of New York, especially during the summertime, because the possibilities are endless. I love the artistic people. I love the way people dress out there. They dress freely. They don't really care about what people think. I love those type of vibes. I love the fact that you could be sitting next to a photographer or a book author and you would not even know it, because New York is that big and it's filled with so many talented people, and that I just love that vibe. And so I was sitting there my last night after I did the test shoot, and I was just like, I don't know what I want to do, because I have a goal and I have a passion, but at the same time, I don't want to disappoint so many people, you know, by just leaving when they're saying, oh, you're not going to make it, or why are you doing this, or chasing this dream. So I came back to North Carolina, and at this time, I had switched jobs because the job I had, it didn't work. I didn't like it. It was the most horrible job I ever had. It was inside the airport. The job actually sucked ass, and the management was horrible. And so I left that job and went to another job that was closer to my house. And I was there, and I didn't like that job as well. I stayed at that job for like 3 months until I think I stayed there for actually like 2 months or 3 months. It was either one of the two. But I stayed there not that long, and I decided that I am going to move back to Brooklyn to pursue my dreams and goals. And I did not know what I was getting myself into, okay? I'm going to tell you that right now. So I'm going to fast forward to the day that I actually moved to New York. Now, one thing about it, all my family told me, don't come try to move to Brooklyn if you don't have at least $3,000 saved up, because New York is so expensive. And I knew for a fact that even though I have family out there, I'm not going to want to stay with them, or, you know, people act funny. And I knew that I wanted my own place. So that's where I messed up. Like, I didn't save up no money. Like, I had $0 to my name when I decided to pick up and move to New York. You know, I had less than a month when I decided that I wanted to move to New York, and I had $0 saved up, like $0 to my name. The only thing money I had in my pocket was the check that I got from my job. And that was like probably by the time I hit New York, it was less than $200 that I had on me. And then I had to keep that money until the following week, until my mom sent my next check. And not only did I go up there with no money, I went up there without a job lined up. Now, New York is very, very competitive. One thing about me is I never give up at all. If I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it. Yes, it's going to be hard. I know that. But that's what I want in my life. That's the things that you have to go through if you want to make something happen that you feel like is right for you. So, you guys, I went up there to job interviews. These jobs interviews were not like North Carolina, where you see 15 people coming in like once every 2 hours. Like, there were lines around the block for job interviews, like the open interviews. There were lines around the blocks, you guys, and it was so competitive. So basically, it only took me 1 week to get a job, you guys, one whole week. And I honestly got lucky. It was like an amazing job. Like, New York pay rate is so higher than North Carolina pay rate. And so I wasn't complaining. I was like, I'm getting paid how much to do what? It was like one of these awesome jobs where, you know, you go to the mall or whatever, and they got like the little kiosks, and you just stand there, and it was that job was just awesome. That was like one of my favorite jobs I've ever had. It was so easy, so laid back. I loved all the employees that I worked with. None of them were talking bad about each other. Everybody was so positive. And I love the hours. Like, the hours is just banging. Like, that job was A1. If you want to know about this job, the job was called Love Pop, okay? They're the one with the 3D pop-up cars. They were just banging. That job is amazing. You hear me? Like, they let you make your own hours. Like, even though it was like a kiosk, I didn't necessarily get to meet all the employees that were working there because they were like, you're work by yourself, and then the only time you see another employee is when you're clocking in, you're clocking out. It was like one of those type of things, or like during the holiday seasons, like the Christmas in Bryant Park, they had the little stations in there. There were like two of us working, or it was me working by myself and stuff like that. But the job, you guys, was awesome. Like, if you wanted to pick up an extra shift that same day and that person wanted to call out, you can pick up their shift immediately and just go to the location and just work. You can make, like I said, you can make your own schedule. It went perfectly with what I was trying to do. You guys, that job was bomb. That job was fire. You hear me? So if you're in New York and you're thinking about moving there, apply to Love Pop if you're trying to do anything creative and you just need a job that keep money in your pocket and that understand you're trying to do more things. I just love that job. You hear me, guys? That job was amazing. So anyway, like I said, I moved to New York with $0 to my name. I was jobless for about a week, but something happened that night that I was there. So my agency sent me a casting that they felt like I should submit to. It was like a TV show. Now, I missed the deadline because the day I was supposed to move to New York, I pushed it back to another week. So I moved to Brooklyn a week later than what I anticipated. So I didn't apply to the casting. So I was just sitting down that first night I got into Brooklyn, like my first night ever living there in Brooklyn again. I just sat there and I decided I'm going to apply to this casting. Like I said, don't ever give up. Don't ever stop at no. So I didn't think about it because I missed the deadline, but I'm like, it doesn't matter. Like, I'm still going to submit to the project. Because you don't know if they have something coming up that they possibly will want me for. But at least they have my headshots, they have my information if they want to reach out. So immediately as I submitted my information, they contacted me back in 2 hours. And they say, boom, we think you'll be perfect. You'd be perfect for the show as an extra. You need to be here on this time. You need to bring your social. You need to bring basically your identification so we can write all that stuff down. And listen, you guys, when I said I was ecstatic, that right there proved that I was supposed to be there at that time and that everything will work out and everything is going to work out. Because you guys, I didn't have nothing when I moved to Brooklyn. I had 2 suitcases, $0, not a job lined up, and within a day being there, I was making more progress than I was making in North Carolina within one day, which was took me like 2 years in North Carolina to do. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people don't understand that. Sometimes you gotta change your surroundings to do greater things, and not everybody will support you. Not everybody will get it or try to understand it, but it was not meant for them. It's not meant for them to understand. As long as you get it, as long as you happy, like you good, like you straight. And a lot of people don't understand it. And that's why I feel like a lot of people give up on their dreams and goals because they are so focused on how other people will perceive them that they don't think about themselves. And now they're stuck doing things in life they don't want to do because they gave up on something that they loved, when I'm sure they knew that if they just took it a step farther, they would make it. And they gave up because of what other people thought. So once I got that casting and once I got that job, within a week of me living back in Brooklyn, let me tell you, nobody couldn't tell me anything. Nobody couldn't tell me that it wasn't meant for me. Because what's meant for me is meant for me. And only will I understand it, if that makes sense. And I feel like everything that I was working towards was aligning. everything that I wanted was aligning in the right direction. And it was just great vibes. And within me living in New York, because I lived there for like 3 months. 3 to 4 months I was living in Brooklyn. Within those 3 months, 4 months, I did at least one movie, 3 TV shows, one being a production of MTV, two of the TV shows that I was in were two well-known actors that I've literally grew up watching on TV that I never thought in a million years I would even be close to. I never, ever, ever, ever thought that I would get close to those actors that I grew up watching since I was 4 or 5 years old on TV. Like, these are Grammy-nominated actors. These are Oscar-nominated actors. I couldn't believe that I was doing that within a month, 2 months of me living there. The photo shoots I were doing were fire compared to what I was doing in North Carolina. I was making connections. I was happy. I was getting paid more than I was making in North Carolina. If I was to do a TV show, what would it took me in North Carolina to make within a week? I made that in a day. Okay? Nobody will understand that because they're not me. They don't understand that type of feeling that I had if I wanted to do that since I was 4 or 5 years old, modeling and acting, and then I'm finally making it happen. That was like one of the most greatest accomplishments I've could have done in my life. Listen, you guys, I'm still shocked. Like, when I received that pay stub from, like, the ABC studios and... Listen, you guys, I was so surreal because I met so many amazing people that were interested in the things that I was interested in. In North Carolina, people are not interested in those things that I want to do. And they're only interested in certain things and... Like I said, they just level-minded where you just go to school, get your degree, work for somebody else. There's not a lot of people I've met in North Carolina that were interested in doing what I want to do. And so I basically just work and mind my business, and that's all I do is sit in the house, work, mind my business, repeat day after day after day. But when I was in Brooklyn, I was out and about. I loved it. Like, I was flourishing nonstop. And that right there is why you should not be afraid to move. But at the same time, you need to be cautious. Because within my 4th month living in Brooklyn, this legit happened to me the day before Thanksgiving. Basically, I was staying with a family member and it did not go well. Within a week before Thanksgiving, they started acting funny. Basically, she left me a note talking about all this nonsense. She started complaining about something as a case of water. Simple stuff like that, which was not a big of a deal. Basically, she was complaining about water, about how she wanted the bottles of water stocked. Me going to the grocery store to get the bottles of water. She would complain about my job that I had. Like, she didn't like the fact that my job involved me going to different locations throughout New York. Because, like I said, I worked in a kiosk. And I didn't mind because, like I said, the hours were actually great. Like, we would only work 4 to 5 hours because they said after 6 hours, employees get frustrated, which is the truth. Which is why I actually loved that job because it was, like, easy money. And it worked around my schedule of what I wanted to do when it involves modeling and acting. So I just stuck with it and I didn't care because I actually loved it. And I was only there for 4 or 5 hours. And then after that, I would go home and it was like, yeah, like I can go do whatever I want. And I just love that freedom. Like in New York, you don't need a car. They have trains, subways. They have the subways, trains, the taxis, Lyft, Uber, you can walk. They have all that in North Carolina. You just need a car. The bus literally stopped after 5:30 p.m. And after that, you're basically stuck at home if you don't have a car. And, like, she was complaining about stuff like that. And basically, what had happened was I was telling her that I am saving up money to find my own place or to find a roommate. Because I actually did find a roommate that wasn't in Brooklyn. It was in the Bronx. And I didn't mind staying there. The rent was not high at all because my parent was married to the mother of the apartment, the mother's daughter of the apartment. And so, you know, I had the hookup. They weren't asking for that much money. I didn't have to do a background check. I didn't have to give them a fee. Basically, I just paid rent, stocked the kitchen up with food whenever I could. Basically, the things that I would eat, just stock it up. Make sure I clean up after myself. You know, the basic necessities of living with a roommate or anybody. And she didn't like that. And so, like I said, basically a week after Thanksgiving, she started acting funny. I decided to purchase a ticket, a 12-hour bus ride ticket to come home to North Carolina to see my mom, because I haven't seen her in 2 and 3 months. Since I've been living in New York, I've just been calling her every day. And so I wanted to see her because it was Christmas time and I was going to stay in North Carolina for a week. And so once I told her I paid for my ticket to go see my mom, she was not having it. She was just saying, why am I buying tickets without her permission? Not to mention, you guys, I'm legal times two. I can do whatever I please as long as I'm not doing anything out here that will ruin my reputation. Then it shouldn't be a problem. Like, I'm one of those people where I don't bother nobody. I never got in trouble in school, never gave my people any problem, never none of that. I was just one of those kids growing up where I would mind my business, I would work, and I would go sit in the room, watch TV on my phone. That's it. I don't bother nobody. And she would complain about that because I would come home and I would get tired and I would just want to go in my room and listen to my music on my headphones with the lights cut off and just, you know, mind my business. But she didn't like that. So she waited till I legit purchased my ticket to go to North Carolina for a week to go see my mom, to that the day before I was going to leave, to say, I'm going to send you back to North Carolina because I feel like you don't have it all together. Now, you guys, this is the saying that family ain't you know what I'm about to say. Like, some family is not nothing. Some family hate on you. They feel like they're rooting for you, but secretly they downing you and trying to count you out, and they're not really happy for you or anything you're doing. You know what I'm saying? And she was just making up a whole bunch of lies. Like, that, I'm going to say that first 2 months was absolutely horrible for me when I came back from New York to North Carolina, because it was so unsurreal for me. Like, I just did a show with a well-known actor, and all of a sudden I'm back in North Carolina working in a warehouse when I was supposed to be down here visiting my mom for the holidays, but instead I was signing up to be a temp at a warehouse. That right there was a major change and a major switch in my mind that I wasn't really ready to cope with, because I was doing so well. And the fact that somebody that called themselves family would sit there and try to ruin my reputation, because basically she was just spreading lies throughout the family saying I was doing all these kinds of things and nonsense, which wasn't true. And she didn't have a reason. But long story short, I don't really talk to that side of the family no more because of that situation. Nobody ever checked up on me, no nothing, just because I was doing good. So she wanted to make lies on me to make me seem that I'm doing these horrific things that are unbearable, and I wasn't doing anything. I would just work. She didn't like the job. She would complain about me going to school, but like I said, she knew what I was up there for. And even when I did talk to her before I moved, I never asked to stay with her. She always offered for me to stay with her. And so I took that offer. I've never asked her. She offered, you know. I always went up there and I stayed at her house because she's the one who has the room. It was just her by herself. She would work. I would go to New York to go to the castings, and I would be out within 2 days. And she would be at work. And by the time she get home at night, I would be asleep. And then when she get up, she'd be like, what you doing for the day? And I would tell her, and that was it. And I had the key to her house. And that was it. But then when she asked me to move, all these things she's saying that she'll help me with, she never helped me with. If anything, she was trying to build up lies for nothing. And apparently, that whole side of the family believed her because not a soul reached out to me when I was on a bus back to North Carolina. I had to pack up all my things. I had to call out of my amazing job that I told you guys that I loved. Just like that. Like, it stopped just like that. So, my final thoughts of this longest episode I've ever recorded thus far is to make sure you have some type of money saved up. I'm talking about at least $2,000. Make sure you have a job lined up. And most importantly, make sure that you are comfortable staying where you are staying. And don't take no nonsense from nobody. So, you guys, thank you for listening to this episode of Model with the Marks.